Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jackie Tabner. Batting 8th. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to third for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Cobb reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke scores. Fothergill moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Carroll. Summa moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tabner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabner hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Carroll juggles the ball. That's an error on Carroll. Klugman moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on O'Rourke. Klugman scores. Spurgeon moves to third. Myatt moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Indians. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye strikes out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spurgeon tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to third. Summa moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Summa scores. Speaker moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Spurgeon reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt strikes out. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckeye hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Myatt and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Larry Woodall pinch runs for Ty Cobb. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodall tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Topper Rigney pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Rigney moves to second. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Oney Carroll. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Topper Rigney now playing shortstop. Al Wingo now playing center field. Ken Holloway now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. McNulty hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. McNulty reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. McNulty scores. It's 6-2, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klugman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckeye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Summa moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa scores. McNulty moves to third. It's 8-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Klugman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Holloway covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckeye hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Buckeye moves to second. It's 10-2, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. O'Rourke reaches third base with a triple. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klugman moves to second. two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klugman scores. It's 11-2, Indians. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckeye for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. Les Burke pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke takes first base on ball four. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman misplays the ball. That's an error on Klugman. Rigney scores. Burke moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Indians. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.